just after 5, and I am taking a very relaxed walk back to Nottingham Station. And I was just thinking about the fact that normally I'm rushing to places. I'm normally rushing to the train, or I'm rushing to get on somewhere, and I don't know why I've tried to apply the 140 character quick fire disposal of time to the way that I catch national transport places. Literally, I'm always running for the train, or within 5-10 minutes of the train arriving, and it's always a bit of a hit and miss thing, and I don't know why I put myself through the anxiety of it all. And I guess it's because I spend a lot of time on social networks, where I do things very rapidly, or literally yellow post-it note stuff comes out of my head in between working on blog posts and a variety of things. It seems to have been all about blog posts recently. I just sat in the office with CJ, and although there's some fantastic ideas and projects coming up, my real passion, the screencasts and video tutorials and video in general, I've not been doing it. And I've been getting really frustrated about that. The fact that I've not been able to do some of the quicking and documenting and the HD stuff that I was doing a year ago. It's quite annoying to me. And it's not being put in the right place to be able to do it, because I've been in a few situations where I've been able to take photos and audio, like up at the Wassail, I can never say the damn thing. Wassail, that's it. Wassail, about a week or 2 weeks ago. And that was cool. Definitely some more of that. But today's just been a right pain in the arse. You know, I forced the issue to get over here after I had a problem trying to get some cash. And then when I do get over here for a meeting to talk about the idea of the gravity and costs and offices and all that sort of stuff, so it was in my head, a substation blows up. I mean, it's not every day that a substation blows up. I should have probably scrapped today early on and just rescheduled it for another day. But then I think to myself, I'd probably be sitting at home, and yet I wouldn't have gone through the experience of having a blackout in Nottingham and not being able to get on the internet, and then being able to open up the notebook, the Nokia booklet thing, and just it worked, just it powered up and be able to get onto the network. It was awesome. It was really, really cool. Sorry, I'm just about to get run over by a bus. I think I can just cross over this light as well before getting killed. Nottingham is incredibly busy at this time of night, as you would expect. But it's got a good vibe about it, Nottingham. I was always a bit hesitant of exploring, and yet I've done more exploring in the last 2 or 3 years than I've done in the last 10. I sort of locked myself away for a large period of time. So lots of people floating around my head today, lots of places I want to be in the next couple of months. Can't believe it's nearly the end of January. Lots of things seem to be happening all at once, and it's a daily head stress of trying to navigate it all. I was just saying to CJ, I guess at some point over the weekend I need to just blitz all my drafts from Evernote, put the context together, record the audio and the video. My biggest problem is having an email provider that can upload attachments bigger than 25 meg. I know that Lycos can do it, and I think they're either 100 meg or unlimited. I need to get an account on that. So again, it comes down to finances. Really, really need a job. Either a contract or a short-term 3 months or 6 months thing. I'm starting to get really under my skin now. The quality of life. Not just the quality of life, but the fact that the stress that goes along with it, worrying about if something happened to me tomorrow. I don't want Ella and Sam to have to struggle and stuff. I know, you know, I've totally changed my concept as to what work is about. Constantly changing, actually. Anyway, I'm at the station now, and I think I've got a bit of a time to wait, so I might grab a little snack and then go and wait on the platform. So I hope you had a good day wherever you are in the world. My Friday was a bit weird, and had lots of episodes of me going slightly postal. Have a good weekend. I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.